Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and t-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy Tuesday, hoes and hoettes.
Hoes and hoettes.
I don't know.
Happy Tuesday to all you fine felines.
Ugh.
And fellas. I couldn't think of another F word.
And fuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see in our group chat about the stickers, about after the last Patreon live stream we got off, where Jenny's... trigger warning, Jenny's naked hairless cat appeared on the frame, which she always goes, trigger warning, cat's gotta go. My phone was listening to me, and then I go on Reddit and suddenly everything, like, here's a community we think you might like, and it's hairless cats. I'm like, no, and I had to block it.
I turn the suggestions off. Do you know you can turn them off in Reddit? I turn them off and I don't get them anymore. But sometimes they do work.
Like,
for me, the majority of them were things that I did not like, and I was like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
So I turned it off. And
that's fair.
I've had a better Reddit experience.
You know, if I get down that rabbit hole again, I have blocked as many naked cat communities as I can find. So thankfully it has not been that. Don't put it on. I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, don't give me more of those.
I feel like that's such a... phrase that it could be not safe for work as well.
Oh my god, you're right. Not that Reddit cares, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Reddit does, it'll say not safe for work, but mm-hmm. I just feel like,
yeah, we should have trigger warning for the whole community.
That's a phrase that could pop up anything.
Oh,
if you Google that, you're not gonna get Jenny's cat coming up.
No, maybe get, in a search result, but
you might get Jennifer's cat coming up
there. You go,
different way.
Yeah, it's a look. Join our Patreon if you would also like to meet Jenny's hairless cat.
I don't even know what that cat's name is.
Me neither. I know Jenny's husband's name, but I don't know the cat's name. Shout out Jacob. We love Jacob. Jacob is our group husband.
Yes.
Well, I I've watched so much content that I need to tell you about.
Okay.
Mons and I have been on a movie kick. There's a movie, we're watching it. We have been going so hard. We have been averaging minimum 2 movies a day.
Okay.
Not every weekday, but like we are watching so many movies in addition to our weekday Jeopardy. Okay. So,
can I throw something out since you have things written down?
Oh, and please.
There's something in my head. I did watch American Fiction. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
But there's something that I've been talking about making that they talk about, so now I can't do it. Or it's a big part of the movie.
But maybe it can be a tie-in and you say,
maybe
you pitch to them from the people who brought you American Fiction. Imagine this is an Easter egg. I've been working on something that's like this. We expand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After you watch it, I will tell you you'll know when you see it. And then we'll have to talk about it because there's one specific thing that I wanted to tell you, but I can't tell you because it'll spoil the movie.
Okay. Well, we're going to watch it this weekend. I was going to ask if you had seen it yet because that's the one I've been holding off on until if you had seen it. So mm-hmm. we will watch that. Maybe tomorrow we'll watch that.
Okay.
I'm very excited because I love everyone in it. And it's one of the best trailers I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it's really good.
I bet. So we saw, first of all, we watched Self-Reliance, which is Jake Johnson's new movie that he wrote and directed.
Uh-huh.
Natalie Morales is in it. She's great. Mm-hmm. What would I rate it? I would give it, I'd give it a B. Uh-huh. I love everything he does. And I think he's so great that I don't want to say anything negative about it because I love him so much. And mm-hmm. if it was my first movie that I wrote and directed and anyone had anything negative to say, I would cry and I would be very sad. But I think it was a very interesting story. And yeah. Okay.
All right.
There you go. And then we watched, after that, a movie that I have been wanting to see for a while. And when I tell you this is one of the best movies I've seen in so fucking long, we watched the Dungeons and Dragons movie. It is phenomenal. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't, because the people that are deep in the Dungeons and Dragons community are anti it because they don't like it being licensed out. One of those people being Jenny. So,
oh, so sorry, Jenny.
So, yeah, I haven't seen it because it's because I was trying to support those people, but I also had no intention of seeing it anyway.
Okay, so here's the thing. And I have no loyalties to them, but now that I know that Jenny is one of them, Jenny, I'm so sorry. But I like love it. And I was curious what like fans thought because I wasn't even sure how much existing material there was to like pull an entire like storyline from, like how many creative liberties they got to take or they had to take or whatever it was. But it was just like very well done. Like I thought the like acting was great in it, but it was also like funny. And I am just here for these kinds of action movies that are not Marvel in the sense that like the big tie-in with Marvel is outer space. Like that's like the only, like they're on a different planet or it's much more futuristic for most of them. Mm-hmm. But this was like all that, but like think like medieval kind vibes, but also mm-hmm. like magic. And I was loving the outfits. I was loving the laughs. I was like loving the idea of watching Hugh Grant being on set, doing all of this acting, being like, what do your kids play this? Like, why are you doing this? This is like, it's so not him. He's like so goofy in this movie that I was like, oh my God, Hugh, wow. Like he's really like losing his, grumpy street cred between like the Paddington 2 movie, Wonka, and this. And I go, I think you're lying. I think you love a little jolly good time.
I mean, like I know him from, I've told you before, I know him from romantic comedy days in the 90s. And he was more of the like bumbling, floppy hair, like, I don't know that I'm being cute type of guy. And so I feel like him being goofy is closer to that.
Yeah. But he's like in his interviews, like he's like very much like standoffish and is like, no, I'm like much more buttoned up. And I'm like, you're a goofy goober. Stop lying. Like you are so goofy and you love being goofy. So it was just, I just thought it was good. I thought the effects were like well done and like well used. And I always find that like things that are made from existing material, if I'm not a fan of that existing material, I just there's just more to go off of, and people get to be more creative in a lot of that stuff. So I'm sure for fans of it, it was probably really annoying. But for me, I was like, it felt like if Ella Enchanted and Marvel had a movie combined. And I was like, fuck yeah. Like,
this which both are Disney, aren't they?
I think so. Yeah.
So it could happen. Mm-hmm. Aren't they coming out with a new Ella Enchanted? Maybe I made that up.
I love that movie. Have you seen that?
Nope.
I think you'd enjoy it.
I know I would. I just never got around to see it.
I read the book. Is it Ken?
It's not Ella Enchanted that I'm thinking of.
Okay.
It's the other one.
Oh, Enchanted.
Yes.
With Amy Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And that doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. McMuffin. What's it? What is it?
McDreamy.
Dr. McGrib. Dr. McGriddle.
McDreamy.
Sorry. It's not a McDonald's.
We have
reference.
Dr. McSteamy as well.
Yeah, but all the mix, I just went to McGriddle, McDouble. Mm-hmm. So that was great. We loved that. And then we went to go see a movie in theaters.
Well, what'd you see?
Well, so I told everyone last time when we saw the movie Bumblebee.
Pre-COVID.
Wait, did I not tell you guys how I saw Bumblebee?
No.
Okay, so I saw Bumblebee a couple weeks ago starring Josh Hutcherson. First of all, they gave that man Frosted Tips and he never left that spot in my heart. But to say that, like, I didn't know that I could love him even more, turns out all I needed was for my future husband to be like, I love this little man. And then to me, you go, I'm so happy that my boyfriends get along. Like, this is so nice and great. He literally was like, Josh Hutcherson is amazing. And I was like, oh my God, I know. Like, I got to, like, fangirl over my boy with my boy. And I was like, this is so great. So we saw that. We loved it. It was so fucking good. I recommend it to, like, anybody. It is, like, one of those action movies that I have to say, I think it is the most ridiculous action movie I have ever seen. And it's much more violent than the one I'll talk about after. And it's, like, just pretty much straight action. And, like, we were, like, laughing because sometimes it was, like, so over the top ridiculous. Like, it is so campy. Like, more campy than Fast and the Furious. Like, any of those. Like, it was so fun. But I will say, if anybody has heard about this new way to watch a movie, what is it called? I need to warn people because I didn't know what this meant and neither did Mots. And then we got in the theater and we were like, this should be fun. And it wasn't.
Was it the 4X?
Is that what it's
where
called?
You're in the little machine.
There wasn't and smell.
Wind blowing at you?
No. But close. It's almost that. It is called.
Because remember, I was trying to get you to go see Little Mermaid with me in 4X.
Fuck that. And I was like, I can't do that one. Oh my God, maybe they stopped showing them in these theaters because they were like, people don't like it. Oh my God, I'm not going to be able to warn you all. And I'm so worried that you guys are going to have to go through this as well. Oh, wait, I'm at the wrong theater. Unfortunately, everybody, this is
so
just
what
a
happened?
Risk we're going to have to take. They put you in a fucking box and there are screens all around you. So you're watching the movie on three screens, but they tell you just focus on the one in front of you. But it's not like it's out of focus on the sides next to you. It's in focus, but they've just extended the same shot to wrap all the way around. So it's not like a concert where you have three different screens that are showing the exact same thing. It's imagine the movie that is spread out on three screens. So for some of the shots, it makes sense, like the intro title sequence or whatever, that you know that they've expanded it and they've made it. So they shot it initially being this wide, so it fits. Mm. And for some of the other action ones, they didn't shoot it like that. So they just said, just stretch it the
fuck
out.
Yeah, sometimes they'll put three cameras on it. And then, because it's a gimmick, essentially, they'll shoot some of the shots with three cameras. And then most of it, it's not.
No. And so then you just have, like, I'm watching a fight scene and, like, is it Vin Diesel? No, it's not Vin Diesel. It's who's the British one who's married to Rose Hennington Whiteley? Jason Statham?
Mm-hmm.
Jason Statham is spread out over two screens, which that man is not tall. So, like, he's just looking even shorter as this is happening. And it's like a handheld fight scene that, like, is just like, it's so chaotic that I would have to, like, put my hands on either side so I wouldn't see the ones on the side. So that was, but even that couldn't stop us from absolutely loving The Beekeeper. It was so fucking good and it was great, but it was a little loud, so I had to plug my ears for certain things, which led me to my wonderful discovery of wearing my concert earplugs to the movies. it has changed my life. Like, I'm enjoying movies so much more because they're not nearly as loud, especially for action movies, because we avoid ones that are like explosion movies. I was like, there's no way I could see Oppenheimer in theaters. And now I'm like, I got to see Oppenheimer in theaters with these earplugs. So we loved Beekeeper, which inspired us to be like, we've been seeing all these trailers. We got to go see more. So we went to go see Argylle. And I'm about to get on my soapbox, and everybody needs to stop talking shit about this movie. Because this movie was a fun time. It was colorful. Was it really long? Yes. But like everything, there were so many twists to the point it was like so overly campy that it was like, I enjoyed it. And the cat is not in the movie that much. So like, that's fine for me. And it
I
was
have
just
no
like,
idea what this movie's about. I just know on the poster,
there's a cat.
No one is wearing Argylle, but it is the decoration in the back of the
It is the movie
of
that
the
like
poster.
If I could Keith Lee video format this movie, I would say the issue is the marketing. Like, the reason why this movie is not doing well is the marketing. First of all, it's an Apple-produced film. So for most of the advertisements on streaming and Hulu, it appears that it's going to be on Apple TV+. They're not you can't really, you just assume that it's streaming, not in theaters. Like, I was like, when Matt's like, let's go see, like, want to watch Argylle? We were scrolling. We were like, oh, it's going to theaters. We assumed this was going to be streaming. Mm-hmm. And then they show the cat a ton. And they show Dua Lipa, who's in 2 minutes of the movie. They don't show anyone, really pretty much anyone else in the movie. Bryan Cranston's in the movie. No one knew that. No one knew that. Like, it is so funny. Moira Rose is also in it. And it's just so over the top that, like, it is like, it's the same guy who did Kingsman. So like, it's a Kingsman style.
It looks
style.
Like the poster looks like Kings, because I thought it was a Kingsman
prequel. That's what Mott thought too.
Yeah, like it was in the universe of Kingsman.
And it is in the universe. Okay. Like technically, like we're getting to the Marvel points where like things are in the universe, but like they're all based on, I don't know if Argylle is based on a comic, but Kingsman is based on a comic. Yeah. So I don't know how they're connected necessarily, like it's
Kingsman is one of those movies that came out around my birthday, and so
that's a great birthday movie.
Yeah, it is.
So Argylle, I wish they advertised it like a Kingsman movie to people who've already seen the Kingsman movies and are fans of that. So like, come on, this is fun, this is goofy, this is great. And people were like very mad about the special effects, and they're like, this is like so and I just want people to know that when they get annoyed about special effects, I just want you to think about the fact that these actors are in these costumes on a green screen or on a blue screen doing all the things that they're doing with nothing happening. And that's so fucking funny to me.
Following a tennis ball.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people are like, oh my God, all this is fake. I go, and you're not giggling. You're not laughing your ass off at what's his name? Nondescript white man who looks like every other white man. Both of those men are in this movie. Superman, the one who is, that's just a man. And the other one is the one who is just a man, who's the man in everything. They're both the ones that I talk about who I never recognize when we watch something. And I go, that man? And we go to the movie and I go, Mats, were those both of those men? And he was like, yeah. He's like, do you think you'll recognize them now? Never.
Who are you talking? See, I think Henry Cavill, he's different to me. Are you talking about Sam Rockwell?
Because both of them, those are my men.
Sam Rockwell is just a man to me, but like I can pick out Henry Cavill.
Oh, I can, out of a lineup, couldn't, not to save my life. At first I thought, is he trying to be like that Superman guy? And then Mons was like, that's him. And I go, who? And he goes, Henry Cavill. I go, who's Henry Cavill? And he goes, that man that you never recognize, who plays Superman. I go, oh my God, I thought he was trying to be him. So it was, the acting is hilarious. Like, Sam Rockwell's so funny in it. And I just think that there's no way that they didn't have like a ton of fun making this. Like, it is just so over the top and ridiculous, but the storyline itself is very good. And so people were, the criticism was like too much CGI. And it was 20 minutes too long in the sense that like there are too many twists. But I think at that point it's funny because it's like, there's just another twist and another twist. And like, they're getting annoyed by it. They're not asking you to treat it seriously.
What is this cast?
Melissa, I know. They're marketing so bad. Like, it's great.
Like, Dua Lipa, Bryce Dallas Howard, Bryan Cranston. We've mentioned Henry Cavill and Sam Rockwell. Ariana DeBose.
Yes.
John Cena.
Also, I wasn't sure if it was Ariana DeBose, and then I heard the when they did the credits and the song, I go, so it was Ariana DeBose because that's her voice, and she definitely sang this.
Wow.
It's good.
I saw the poster for it, and I was like, this looks like a movie I'll watch at home, but maybe I'll see it in theaters. Probably not, because I got a lot of shit going on right now.
And it's long.
Yeah, but yeah, I'll see it.
I just would recommend it to anyone. Like, it is just fun. And I love going to the movie theater and laughing and having fun. And, like, that was this. And, like, it was so fucking empty, Melissa. Every showing, we were like, let's go see if we can get tickets. Opening weekend, no one was there. It was empty. And I was like, all of you fucking movie snobs and all that shit, stop. Bring back the fun of the movies again. We don't always need to cry. It doesn't need to be Oscar winning. It doesn't need, like, any of that stuff. Like, are we forgetting in The Kingsman when she says, if you save the world, I'll let you put it in my ass? Like, sometimes we need ridiculous things in these movies. And this one, I would say, is definitely not nearly as, like, sexual in that sense as, like, Kingsman. But it's just, it's so silly and so ridiculous. And I love content like that. And I think we need to bring back that.
Okay, you said that it's in the same universe, but Samuel L. Jackson isn't playing the same character in both?
No, but also one of the girls who's also in all the Kingsmen, or she's the villain. She's like Samuel L. Jackson's sidekick villain in the first one, right? He's the villain in the first or the second? First, right?
I don't remember. I feel like.
But so she's his sidekick in that, and she's in this movie too, but she's playing a different role.
Okay.
But they did a thing after, like, the credits where there's, like, a little clip thing, which I think was supposed to tie it to The Kingsman, but to be totally honest, like, I just was really confused. I was like, what does that mean? And I was like, I'll ask Mats. And we got out of the theater, and I go, what did that mean? He goes, I have no idea. And I was like, oh, okay. So I think that was supposed to tie it to it, but I'm not sure. Okay. But it was just, it's good and it's funny. And Sam Rockwell is, like, hilarious in it. And, like, I'm just so happy Sam Rockwell gets to have, like, a hee hee ha ha fun movie. Because, like, Sam Rockwell's been doing a lot of dark stuff, and maybe not as of late, but there was a time period where Sam Rockwell was, like, only playing, like, really horrible people.
Yep.
And I'm like, I hope you had such a fun time. So I recommend to people, I always think that, like, in general of, like, reading reviews, I always read audience score. Like, I read audience reviews as well as, like, critic reviews. And I specifically will find women and non-white women to read their reviews of this, and young people. And I just have to say, sometimes you just got to go to a movie to have a fun time. Doesn't need to change anything. Doesn't need to move the needle. And then obviously after that, we came home and we watched both the Kingsman movies. So we watched three movies in a row, and it was just, it was great. And it was so good. And I loved it. So I recommend it to absolutely everybody. And now finally, I'll actually start watching all of the heavy Oscar noms.
I still haven't gotten in the mood to do any of that.
No, I was thinking of starting with American Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's not heavy. American
no
fiction,
but it's like
there are heavy moments, but it's not like a heavy movie. But yeah, it's not a fun movie.
Yeah, there's no it's not like CGI explode, like, mm-hmm. It's not the eye candy that way. So I'm like, maybe that'll ease me into the, and then we get into the quiet, sad,
yeah,
movies. And who knows how many I'll do of that, because it's not my favorite.
Yeah,
in this current time period. But so fucking fantastic.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Yamen Spa Styler Hair Tool that we both have. We have their blow dryer, and this is doing something that I've never once seen before on a blow dryer. It's got red light therapy, but the thing that I am the most excited about, because I literally just opened my package, it's got a scalp massager attachment. Like, what? What? Hello, my scalp is so incredibly excited. And as someone who has been a big fan of like Korean and Japanese beauty that I've like very much gone into, specifically skincare, and I've started dabbling into makeup, I just know that like hot tools. Oh, I'm sat. I'm ready and I'm primed, and my scalp cannot wait to be massaged.
I am literally sitting here with it in my hand as we're talking. It's so, first of all, it's well made. Like, it fits great in my hand. It's not too thick. I have tiny hands of a child, and it's not too thick in my hand. And then also the attachment for the massager is just so, like, I'm rubbing it against my hand, and it's just so soft and flexible and just invigorating that I'm really excited to get this thing on this scalp.
I'm so excited because I have to say, blow drying your hair is, in diffusing your hair, all of those things, it's a time-consuming process. So to be able to be like, let me take a break and treat myself, give myself a little head massage, do a little red light therapy, like, fantastic. Plus, it's lightweight, so your arm's not going to get so tired. Absolutely tired. And yeah, very ergonomic, fantastic.
Yamen is a leading Japanese beauty brand, blends modern technology with traditional beauty rituals to revolutionize the industry. Their U.S. brand portfolio includes Makanai Pure Beauty, MediLift, Mineral Air, and Yamen Tokyo, Japan.
To experience the future of beauty, you can visit yamenusa.com and use code BLAMEME for a 20% discount. That's BLAMEME at yamenusa.com. That's yamenusa.com for 20% off using our code BLAMEME. We do need to talk about the Keke Palmer, Bobby Altoff. Oh, yeah. I need everybody to go watch. You don't have to watch the whole podcast. I would recommend you do. Keke does great, wonderful podcasts. But specifically, the quote that I wrote down. When she says, we have the same managers.
Mm-hmm.
Will I be getting on IMDb Pro later to check that out? Yes, I will. And then you're an industry plant, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't even answer one question. And all she says is like, oh, it's crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, it's crazy. You got here in 5 minutes and it took me 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But then my favorite was as Bobby's like, I don't even know what the definition of industry plant is. Keke goes on to describe an industry plant, one of which the things she mentions is no talent, and then ends the sentence with, you feel planty to me, to her face, basically.
Yes.
Says, you feel like a talentless, shitty hack and absolute waste of content and space of someone who actually deserves to be here. And it was just like, so masterfully delivered that a little bit in me, I saw another future for Kiki if she wanted, that she could, I know she had her Kiki Palmer show, that people have been asking for Wendy Williams to come back. And we know that when Kiki's been on Wendy's show and so, mm-hmm. and Kiki will call anyone out. If someone says something, she's like, that was shady. I'm like, Kiki Palmer could lure anyone onto that show and she could roast them to the point where they don't even know what's happening.
I honestly think that's why she started a podcast, because you know she wanted to do like the View type show,
yeah,
for millennials, and I don't think it ever mm-hmm. got it never took off. So I think the reason she's doing her podcast is to get that. Because I was like, first of all, when I just saw a clip and Bobby popped up, and I was like, why is she here? And then Kiki started answering the questions, and Kiki started asking the questions and then also answering the questions for Bobby. I was like, she's here because Kiki's manager was like, it'd be really good, like, you know, cross promotion. Can you please have her on? And Kiki was like, who is she? And then Kiki looked it up and then was like, oh yeah, I'll have her on.
Kiki Palmer's manager, their shared manager, was definitely in the background sweating because Kiki mm-hmm. goes, I want to see why you rip them. I want to yep. show me what you got. And oh my God, like I had the same reaction because it's like, so like I listened to her podcast. I watched the podcast. But it was such a different guest than like normal. And I was like, what are we doing here? And I was like, oh, this is exactly what we're doing here. This is mm-hmm. exactly, it was like malicious compliance. Like, I think you should have, she's also my client. Can you put her on the podcast? And Kiki said, say less. I'll put her on the podcast. Didn't say I was going to be nice. Didn't uh-huh. say I wasn't going to grill her. Didn't say any of that. And I was like, and it was just so well done that like, she's also like America's fucking sweetheart. And mm-hmm. so like, I do think that you invite any of those people on, they're A, not going to know that they're being bullied. And also like, they're going to feel bad about themselves and they're probably going to change their behavior. Cause like exactly. if Kiki Palmer essentially told me like, I'm disappointed in you. And like, I think that like, you're not bringing a lot to the table. And like, there are people who are more talented than you. I'd be like, let me see myself out. Like, thank you so much.
But also I don't think Bobby is self-aware enough to even understand what happened to her.
No, I think she thought that she was getting back the quote unquote bit that she mm-hmm. does.
Yep.
And I also think she was kind of bitter about that, like in like mm-hmm. the reception of it, which I mean, I think a lot of the trends with how Bobby's podcasts and videos go are very racially divided in how those interviews go and then how people respond to her. She responds differently too. And so I was like, okay, this feels nasty. Right. And I'm with Kiki wholeheartedly. And I do want to know how she's the, like, what plant, how did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she is
100%. Cause it doesn't make any sense how she made that leap so quickly.
Well, and like people be like, well, no, she's really popular on TikTok. Like I'm just, as someone who has been in like the content creation space for a while and has been signed to like big agencies, big managements and all of that kind of stuff. There are so many agents at those places that like the crossover that you'll have with those agents who rep those big clients, like is not none, but it's not mm-hmm. usually going to be that those are going to be your point person because most of those people aren't accepting new clients because right. they work with the higher, the more your client works, the less clients you will have. Mm-hmm. But then on top of that, that kind of like, oh, well, she's at the same agency. So like they just like use their roster. Like that is not how that fucking works. Like I've gotten to go to like a lot of really cool things and had like very cool opportunities because of, oh, this person reps this person and they rep that. This will work like that. But how she's doing it is not how that works whatsoever.
Right.
So something else was happening there and she knows, we know. And she like tried to play dumb about the whole thing. Kiki was like, I'm not letting you get away with this.
And good for Kiki.
Great for Kiki because of all of the people, like Kiki has worked. If I was Bobby, I would have been like, I can't go on that show. Because what am I going to say to the girl who has worked harder than anyone for longer than I've even been in I don't know. She's probably a child. They're probably, I don't even know how old Bobby is, but it's like Kiki's been working while you were in diapers.
And also, I feel like Bobby thought it was going to be okay since they have the same manager.
Yeah. I think maybe the manager
hates,
okay,
maybe the manager or the manager hates Bobby.
I love a long con.
Mm-hmm.
I do love a long con, but it's just like, ugh. And if anybody is like, well, no, defend, watch how she built up specifically her podcast on the backs of just talking down to all of, specifically like musical artists was who she had on, but only Black people. And then she, then she had white people on and she was like so nice. And like, she would wear a cute outfit. She was wearing like sweatpants and was like scowling the whole time. Then she has Scarlett Johansson on and she's like, oh, like lip gloss hair. She's complimenting. Oh my God, you look so pretty. Like the whole thing is fucking different. And it's like, this is so blatantly obvious and like so incredibly clear to be like, oh, how can I use and degrade Black people to build up my numbers and get more famous so then I can have white people on and then just like drop the act.
Right.
Nasty. Absolutely nasty. So we'd love to find out the plant.
One day.
The
one
roots,
day.
The seedling, where that came from.
Mm-hmm. But not in the same way that Victoria Monet said that she was a plant, a seedling, the roots.
Can we talk about the fact that my instinct reaction when she won Best New Artist was, that's not right. She's not a new artist.
She's been around forever. Nope.
And then people were like, who is she? And I'm like, stop lying. Like, just of anyone to say you don't know, like, truly stop fucking lying.
Yep.
Why are you always lying? Stop lying.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked and obviously thrilled because I think it's late. This is very late. But the idea that some people were like, we don't even know her.
What? Well, that's fine. Now you do.
And also,
you're a fucking liar, but now you do.
You've been dancing to her songs on TikTok for the last year.
Yes.
You've been bopping to songs she wrote for years.
And you know, I was like, I've never paid attention to Ariana Grande until this album. And who wrote all those songs?
When I tell you, when I heard that album, I said, this is good. And I looked up because I go, who wrote it? And I looked it up and then watched YouTube interviews because I was like, I like this bitch.
Uh-huh.
She is good. She is quick. She's mighty with that little pen. And like, she's amazing. And I watched the clip of her on the red carpet. She's talking about just like her career and like how long it took to get here. And she's like holding her daughter and her daughter starts fussing. Husband, 2 seconds. He's in frame. He's making sure not to distract, but distracting the baby and doing all of that. And I was like, I love this for you, girl. Like,
great family.
And he's gorgeous. They're both gorgeous.
He was on Issa Rae's liquor company, or I think it's just wine. Issa Rae's wine company had some video of he's like making a cocktail or something shirtless. They took it down. I don't know, because Aviat sent it to me. Yeah, but like so many people were thirsting after, and she had sent it to me, and I didn't get a chance to see it. But she said it had like 13 million views, and it was exponentially more than everything else that was on that page.
And then they said, this is actually Victoria Monet's husband. We should I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, girl. We'll take that down. We're not trying to be mad. Happy for you. We're not gonna have any of this thirsting going on here. Like, I am just, I love her, and I've been getting like irrationally angry at everybody who's saying that like they don't know her.
They're liars.
They're liars.
They're haters.
And the day after the Grammys is a day where I am just like, it is a day where I'm not like other girls. I'm looking at everyone else and go, what are we, stop. Like, I'm like, people are like, we want to hear your thoughts. I'm like, by no means will I hop on here, because this is, y'all, so embarrassing. So embarrassing. So fucking embarrassing.
I did get a little vindicated though, because I don't know if you remember that, when I told you how much I love that Miley Cyrus song. And then we got on the live stream and somebody was talking about how it was like the number one stream song on Spotify. And they're like, who's listening to this? And I'm like, I'm listening to it.
Me.
Like, I love that fucking song. And she got 2 Grammys for it. I loved her performance though, which was cool. She's so much fun.
First of all, I love the ode to Tina Turner with the hair. And also, she was one of 5 people who actually turned an outfit that didn't look like it came from the prom section of like Dillard's.
Yep.
Like she actually looked like she picked out her outfit with her eyes open and caffeinated.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't elastic. Like, it was intentional. And she had all the changes and it was like gorgeous. Girl I went to high school with sang backup for her there. And I was like listening. Cool. And I heard and I was like, that sounds familiar. Well, and I've like known her my whole life.
You know who used to sing backup for her?
Candace. Well, didn't you sing backup for Hannah, technically?
It was the Best of Most Worlds tour. So both of them.
We do one disc, we flip, and then we go, nice, nice, nice. I love that. They've got that in common. But yeah, it just like, she was so good. I liked a lot of the other performances, but like I only watched the highlights at this point.
I did too.
Because I can't. Poor Blue Ivy.
I loved everything Jay-Z had to say though.
No, me too, but she's like, can I sit down? Like,
right. But also after how like Beyonce is a celebrity to celebrities and there was a line of people to meet her and Blue Ivy's like looking like, can we go home?
Yeah, she goes, I have homework. Yes. I have a bedtime. Like, it is getting late.
I have
everybody.
School tomorrow.
Literally. And I love that there's a clip of Beyonce who left her meet and greet line to go say hi to Billy and Phineas to be like, I love the song. And she's like, puts her hands on Phineas's shoulders and is like rubbing his shoulders and like getting their attention. And he turns around and goes, Beyonce? And just stands up and all on Twitter, everybody's like, yeah, he gets it. Like, he was just like, what? And it was like, so I was like, that. And she was like, I love that song. Like, it's so beautiful. And I was like, oh my God. I loved her outfit.
Me too.
And I love a little yeehaw.
It had pants and little shorts.
She's like, tear-a-wick.
I can do both.
Watch me. Versatile. Yeah, that was cute. That was great. What else did I like?
Tracy Chapman.
Okay. I'm not going to stop talking shit on Luke Combs because I was really annoyed when people were saying like, oh my God, I love Fast Car by Luke Combs. And I'm like, truly shut the fuck up. This has been my favorite song since the day I was born. Like, I didn't know a world without this song. This has been my, like, you could find Tumblr posts from me when I'm in like ninth grade being like, this is my favorite song. Mm-hmm. I love the song more than anything. And like, I don't fuck with a lot of country singers until they explicitly tell me, hi, I'm not a Republican.
Right. Like, right.
So I just don't fuck with them. And I was just getting so annoyed because all the song would be trending over on TikTok and stuff. And I would just get bitter because it's not his version. It's like, it's not her version. And
I don't
like,
think I've ever heard his version. That's the funny thing is like, I've never heard his version.
And people were getting like, they're like, oh my God, why didn't he change the lyrics? Like he says he's a checkout girl. Like, and I'm like, see, this is how it's I know your cover. Audience is transphobic and like misogynistic and homophobic because they don't even deserve to hear this song. Like, fuck off. But when the lights came up and first of all, she looked gorgeous performing. So she just looked like, and like when people realized it was her and the smile on her face, I watched it.
She had tears like forming in her eyes.
Oh my God. It was just like to feel like seen and like appreciated. Like so many people, like she was not appreciated enough in her time.
Yeah.
And the fact
she was so young, like I think she was 24 when that song came out.
And like the fact that like that song has had such a life for all of these people like me. I was a kid listening to that song growing up and I've loved it since I was a literal child up until now as an adult.
Yeah.
So you have all these people who have this love and adoration and respect for her that she didn't get at that time to then feel like huge, not like risk, but like huge out of her comfort zone, has not performed live in so long to have that, to have all of these people be like so happy to see her. That's not, a lot of people don't get to have that. It usually happens after they're gone. So I loved that. And then his face the whole time, just looking at her in odd admiration.
Such
a fanboy.
He was so fanboy. He was like, I can't believe I'm up here with her.
No, he looked like a toddler who was like, Christmas is tomorrow. He was just like he was giddy and like just, he felt like he was vibrating, like was just like so happy and in awe of her and that he was able to do this with her. So I'm a little less bitter about him covering the song.
Yeah.
So, and I'm glad like a lot of people who heard his version and was like, he's the best. This is the best song ever. Even he is like, my version's not the best version. Like her version, it's the song. It's not me singing the song. It's the song. And when you hear it, how she sings it. So I hope people who are just standing him now are opening their eyes up to her. And also, it does feel a little ironic that people would have that when bigots enjoy that song, I go, do you know what this song is about?
Right.
Do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Not so much.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Taylor announced her new album.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a big fan, and you're like, yeah, okay.
No, so here's where things diverge.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I knew so you didn't mention
times,
it.
Oh yeah, I know. So I was at certain times of the year, I turn in my Swiftie card and I say, I'm stepping back. Please exclude me from this narrative that I didn't ask to be a part of.
You've never claimed to be a Swiftie, though.
No. Well, here's the thing. Like, I was a Swiftie before the TikTok happened, and there mm-hmm. was this different kind of Swiftie. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, things were different. So, I think the cover of the album art is, like, very pretty. I have a lot of questions because this was leaked on Twitter. I mean, on TikTok, like, a month ago. Hmm. Like, the full track list of everything. Oh. And so people are like, how did that happen? Like that's really rare for it to be spot on. And everyone thought it wasn't real because they're like, these titles sound like Ariana Grande songs. Like, there's no way these are what they're called. And it's like, no, it's what they're called. I love the artwork. I think that it's giving me an Aaron Dessner vibe producing instead of Jack Antonoff, which I would love at this point if he produced an album for her and totally just him. Like, I think that would be great. I think the title of the album, I'm not about to get on here ever and hate Joe Alwyn for being like, I'll hate on him for being British, but like, I'm not about to hate on him for this. And like, I'm a little worried about the backlash for this, because I don't know if you know, the title of the album is a reference to a group chat that he has, that they've publicly said in interviews is a group chat with him and like Paul Mescal. And I don't know if Andrew Scott's in it, but it's like some British and Irish actors who are all in this group chat called like the Tortured Man Club. And so it's the, I think like the Tortured Poet Society is what she called it. So like, it's a reference. Okay. And I'm just like, that's a little worrisome. But yeah, I very much enjoy her music. I liked the Midnights album. But by no means was that the album of the year. Like, SZA was the album of the year.
Oh yeah. Yep.
And I say that as a fan of both of them, but mm-hmm. like, as somebody who has listened to the Midnights album more than I've listened to SZA's album, I still know that SZA's album is the album of the year. And like, the criteria for that, I think, is getting misconstrued, that like, the requirements for album of the year are different for white people. And so they're like, it has to be a cultural phenomenon. It has to have changed the zeitgeist. It has to have like inspired these things. It had to be like in the news, in the headlines. It had to be like inspire all of these other trends and that stuff. And so, but if you, to scale in comparison, an even more outright one, Harry's House, like Harry Styles to Renaissance,
mm-hmm.
one of those things checked all of those boxes to a higher level than mm-hmm. the other. And sure, they both did, but like at completely different stratospheres. And same thing here. So like, Taylor Swift was, I would say, an artist of the year who was mm-hmm. doing all of these things, but like, that album was not the album of the year. Like, so, but SZA's was, like, that got so many new SZA fans. So right. people who like don't even realize that that's it. Like, so many people who are like wanting to use like movie references, like Kill Bill and things, like TikTok mm-hmm. trends, like even people recreating the album artwork and all of this kind of stuff in a way that is like unique to the album, not unique to the artist. So like, people do that with Taylor Swift because it's Taylor Swift, not yep. because that album, but people lost their shit over SZA's album, not because of SZA, but because of the album.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me was like, just so, I didn't think it could get any more, any clearer than last year. And then I was like, okay, so this is just what we do now.
Yep. Well, that was Jay-Z's whole point.
Yep.
Some of y'all don't belong in the category.
Oh, and like, yeah, it's just so, I understand the artists who just like stop submitting themselves because they're like, mm-hmm. what's the point of this?
Yep.
And I think that like, being nominated is an honor, and it should be an honor. But at a certain point, for some people, it's only about the winning, and those are the people who keep winning. And it's like, how about they get the honor of being nominated?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like a lot of people should just settle for the honor when a lot of other people don't have to settle for that.
Right.
So, yeah, I just, and I distance myself from all of like,
this is the time Swiftie, of the year you're like,
no, this is, and like most of like the Swiftie content or like Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift content, like I engage with is almost predominantly, well, actually no, it is predominantly BIPOC and queer Swifties. So like uh-huh. that's the circles that I, and things I consume of that nature. But yeah, it was an ordeal. And I'm excited to listen to the album. I do want to know why she's recording so many though.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you trying to get out of your last contract? But I'm pretty sure she's happy with her contract, but like, I don't know what.
It is coming pretty fast.
Yeah. And I, And I think that, like, sometimes things... It's
better to take your time.
Yeah. And I mean, like, her... The duo of albums of Folklore and Evermore, which is the ones that, like, happened over the pandemic, which got, like, crazy critical acclaim. That's, like, the largest gap she had between albums was before she... when she released that. And that, to me, I'm like, the proof is in the pudding there, that, like, this is a very it's good to kind of hold on to those things. But I think the re-records of, like, the From the Vault tracks that she didn't put on, people are just loving. And I'm usually this person where I'm like, more is more, like, give me more, like, I'll take whatever, like, I can take and I do this in general, like, I'll take what works for me and I'll leave the rest, like, I don't need perfection in that. But I can't imagine it's sustainable, whether it's not sustainable for her, for even people who work for her, or, like, whatever it is. Like, it is just, it's just a lot. Oof. So
how is she not tired? She's touring.
I know. Just going to the Super Bowl from Japan.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
Well,
anything else from the Grammy?
Well, I was going to say, he did... He had a cute moment where I was like, okay, did you see where someone asked him, which I don't even know how that happened, but someone was talking about how he invented his hairstyle of the fade. And he said, I don't know who started that. I did not invent that. And he goes, and you're going to say that this month? This month?
He's like, why would you do that to me on February 1st?
I know. And people were like, huh? And I went, oh my God, over your heads. Good God. But I was like, okay, that was it. He is more... he's not like Vernet Rapp, not media trained, but like he is to be a man who can be so honest.
Yes. Yep.
And I was like, what a luxury. And I hope he appreciates that.
I saw somebody put a comment on that video and was like, it was like, Taylor said, honey, why do you talk like that? What was that supposed to mean? It's like, that is how he talks.
Questions. We all have questions. Well,
speaking of SZA.
Perfect. What do SZA and Meg Thee Stallion have in common? Anyway.
No one gets it but us and people that saw that thread.
Yeah. Beautiful gowns. Except here's the issue. A lot of them were ugly as fuck gowns.
That was part of the shade.
What do you mean?
Oh, because the beautiful gowns is the Aretha Franklin saying that about Taylor Swift.
No, that's no, where I it came no, from. But I was gonna say that, like, even people who I can't even say the only thing. Okay, nice out. No, there was nothing there.
Yeah.
I need everybody to fire their stylist, except for Margot Robbie and whoever else Margot Robbie stylist styles.
Mm-hmm.
We need a refresh.
Mm-hmm.
So, and one of my predictions, 2024 predictions, already came true. Kacey Musgraves just announced that she's dropping an album.
Yeah.
I knew it. She's coming. So that'll be good. I wonder what the inspiration was. I think at this point she's going to be like, so the inspiration behind this is I had an alien encounter. And so that's this album.
I wish.
Because last time she was like, when she did Golden Hour, she was like, oh, so this album, I did LSD and acid and like had a trip. And everyone's like, whoa, so honest. She's going to be like, I got kidnapped by aliens. And so I wrote this album.
I got to find out what her secrets are.
Yeah, I'm hoping for that. Anything else from the Grammys for you?
I can't think of. Again, all I watched was the highlights. I didn't watch the actual thing. So I think that's all I saw.
Did you have a best dress?
Can't even tell you, unless I don't remember anything. And I didn't watch. I got to go watch, what's her name?
Laverne Cox.
That was Wakanda on the Weekend, but she's changed her name. She always does reviews. Oh, yeah. I got to go see what she said.
My best dressed was Tyla. And someone made a comment that I went, that's why I love everything that she fucking wears. Is there like, she always looks like a Winx character. Like she looks like a fairy. And I was like, that's the aesthetic that I'm upset. Like, I love that shit. And so I thought her outfit, I like loved her outfit.
That looks like somebody like slutty Tinkerbell at
that's what I'm
Halloween.
Saying.
I love it.
And like that is my favorite fashion sense. Like, give me slutty Tinkerbell. So that one was cute. I liked Miley stuff. And that was the Grammys. I like Blue's outfit too. She looked pretty.
Yeah. It's a good outfit for kiddo.
Yeah. We watched so many Beyonce music videos. Oh, and what did I watch that Mots was like floored by that he like didn't know? And he was like, holy shit, that's so good. Oh my God, what was it?
What was it about?
It was a music video that he hadn't seen. And it wasn't Carrie Hilson.
Carrie Hilson, who had her career destroyed by Beyonce.
Well, here's the thing. I was like, Mats was like, she's so talented. Like, why? And I was like, well, she writes. She like wrote before she performed. And he was like, what is she doing now? And I like scrolled down and I'm like looking at all her accolades. And then at the end of her Wikipedia goes, Carrie Hilson believes that the coronavirus vaccine interferes with the 5G connection. And I went, and he goes,
oh my gosh.
So she's an anti-vaxxer? And I go, I mean, they're not going to include if she thinks that the polio vaccine gives you autism, because once you get to 5G, there's 5G is the
else.
Final destination. Yeah. So like, I don't know if she's in the catch-all of that, but like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, she claims that her record label made her release a diss track about Beyonce, which she did release it. And then after that, we didn't really hear from her ever again.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You should just type track? In Carrie Hilson, Beyonce. I feel like this will be a rabbit hole that you and Mots will enjoy.
Okay.
Were you talking about maybe A. Marie?
No. I will not fucking remember it for the life of me. I don't know. But we watched a bunch of Destiny's Child ones, too. And he was like, Beyonce is a star. And I was like, mm-hmm. I know. Oh, it was someone who he said he's like, oh, that used to be one of his celebrity crushes. No, Ashanti used to be one of his celebrity crushes from John Tucker Must Die. And he said,
Ashanti.
And I was like,
you mean J-Lo's voice?
Well, he did ask me. We did a lot of side-by-side compilation videos, which, by the way, there was a released one of her unauto-tuned SNL performance. So she didn't sing at her SNL performance, which everyone sings on SNL, and the audio is notoriously bad. Like, even people who mm-hmm. are great, the only people who have sounded like good are Renee Rapp and was it Kelly Clarkson or Adele?
I think Adele. I don't even remember Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, there's only like two people where people are like, wow, when you can outsing the bad fucking audio setup, like that's impressive. And a lot of artists mm-hmm. won't do SNL because it sounds bad no matter how good you are. So there was one of like J-Lo that was released and then they took it down so fucking fast and put it back up. But it's like the backing track that's like you just hear the track. And so I tried to find it and I couldn't find it anywhere. They've cleared all of it. And Mats is like, I just picture Ben Affleck on like a home desktop computer being like, okay, got that one, babe. Just chugging Dunkin' Donuts.
It was probably the same. Remember when in Gone Girl where there was like a side view of his penis and they had a team going on the internet removing anything about that? Probably the same people.
Yeah. No, they're like on fucking lock. And I was like, okay. Ben is, he's determined. And you know what? Love that for her. Happy for her. He's bleeding out for her. If I remember what the song is later, I'll let you know. I did show him Fergalicious, which he was like, this is a fun music video. We were just like showing all the music videos that like defined our childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the one. But I can't fucking remember what the other one was that he was like, that is amazing. And I was like, I know. I don't know. Anyways, we hope you all enjoyed this episode. Anything we need to request from people?
Just listen to the episodes. There won't be a, I don't remember if I said it at the beginning of this. If I did, I will cut this. But there won't be a new, but am I wrong this week? But hopefully next week there will be.
Hell
I just
yeah.
got a lot of shit going on.
And we don't need another podcast on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope you all enjoyed. Leave us a review. Join our Patreon if you'd like to support the show. And we'll see you next time.